Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah with Family First. How are you?
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good. So I have the information for Robert, and I know I spoke with you last week about the schedule, but we do need you to reach out to the VA to inform them that you're resuming services, because we need to get the referral from them again, the one that they provided us before was expired. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's not a problem at all, but he's in the hospital again.
Oh, no, what happened?
He fell again.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's in the hospital now. So it wasn't that I, you know, didn't.
No, I understand.
So
yeah.
It's no point to call till I have a discharge date, and I still don't have a discharge date.
All right.
Because they want to send him back to the rehab.
Then
send him back. So we're kind of still waiting, and I know everyone's asking, but it's like it's not enough I can really do.
I understand completely. So I'm gonna we'll still continue to follow up with you weekly until we get any change in status. And when you do have some more information, just reach out to the VA and let them know that he needs to resume his services. And I'm gonna
actually they've been very kind.
Good.
They told me I can even ask for respite right away.
Good. It's a quick thing. Yeah, it's very quick.
Yeah.
It's just that they always want to speak to the veteran and not the agency. They don't let us request anything.
Oh, no. I know that. But like I said, I don't have a discharge date, so I can't give.
Nope, I gotcha.
You got
it. And I just want to let you know that I would like to put a male caregiver with him, and I have somebody that is available. So whenever you're ready, just let us know, okay? And and I have plenty of male caregivers. I'm not even worried about it. All right.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right, thank you so much, and I will be praying for him. I hope he gets well and everything resumes to normal, okay?
I do too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.